Hudsonville Station, good morning. Jackson 2, you're welcome aboard LACAM 2 for Odyssey Glacier.
Good morning, Jack, and we see you on LACAM 2.
Hudsonville Station on 2. Go ahead on 2, Lucica.
Hi, Pizamalos. I have the camera set up, and I am ready to get started if you guys are good with that. For step 6 in the first procedure.
Hi, good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu. It's Ishika. So we'd like you to wait until next lady is coming. So please hold on a little bit.
Okay, copy. Should I just get started with the inspection of the satellite, or you want me to wait for that?
We appreciate if you can wait.
Okay, sure thing. I'll just locate the items, and then I'll be ready to go once you let me know. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll give you a go when time has come.
Copy.
Station Huntsville, I'll speak to Jack Brown 2 for Chris and Odyssey.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, if you could use a little less force when you are mixing the samples. Also, this is your 5-minute hand pass reminder with a rise time of 08:30.
Yeah, a little more gentle on the mixing and copy on the hand pass.
Good. Read back. Thanks.
So, Chris on 2 for Odyssey. Just a heads up, step 4, it says to put the bags on the Sable short tray. It looks like Sable 2 only has a single Sable long tray in it. Just wanted to make sure that won't make any issues for future config.
And there are no issues with that, but thanks for letting us know.
Scuba Station on 2 for airlock.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Looking for your go in 3.1 of 2.436.
Yes, system is in place. Your go for step 3.2. Then you can proceed up to step 3.12 or 20, but we need KU for the video tour in step 3.21, so we will wait for your codel for the video tour.
Okay, copy. I will wait at 3.21. Thank you. Bus station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Step 3.8, passive capture mechanism P045 alpha is connected and ready for GEM airlock activation.
Copy. Ready for GEM airlock activation. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for FGD dust filters.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Sergey dropped off some FGD dust filters. I'm assuming these go in hardware trash, but figured I would check with you guys.
You are correct, sir. Hardware trash it is.
Okay, I'll stick them in hardware trash. Thank you very much.
Houston, station Sophia and Trooper, Soish.
Hey, Sophie, go ahead.
Hey, Pete. So, in the step 163.05, I'm packing 10 1.0 CDBs of the third generation. And just as a heads up for the teams, we are very soon running out of 1.0 CTBs. So, expect to be to have the message and the next time, I think next step also has us pack some third generation 1.0 CTBs. And very soon we're going to tell you that we're not able to do that. Some solutions could be if we have swapping things. We have a few other 1.0 CTBs that are not third generation. Another solution would be whenever you ask us to use them as a filler, then we use foam or air cushion instead. Yeah, just wanted to give you a heads up of what's coming very soon, if not today.
All right, we copy. Running low on 1.0 CTBs, and we'll start thinking of other options.
Yes.
Station on 2 for Sophie and stowage follow-up.
The answer?
I still was wondering, for step 163.05, do you actually need 10 1.0 CTVs to fill that out?
Yeah, so I already packed 9 of them. I have the 10th within with me, and I was just going to go ahead and enter the 10th one. I will need even to add some air cushion so that the CTV is full.
All right, copy. Thanks for the clarification. You go to press, and we'll work with ISO to come up with some alternatives here in the future.
Yeah, I think the next step that has packed some 1.0 CTBs is 164-something, or maybe 165. 164.06, and for that, we'd be happy to have an alternative.
All right, copy. 164.06. ISO is working it.
Thanks, Pete, and thanks, ISO.
Houston, Chris on 2 for ARED.
Go ahead for ARED.
Hey, I'm in the middle of my ARED session, and I've had multiple communication errors with the exercise box. The normal thing we do fixing it of logging out and logging back in hasn't seemed to fix it. I also tried exiting and restarting the software. Just wanted to check in whether I can try power cycling the exercise instrumentation box, or if there's anything else you'd like me to do to troubleshoot.
Checking. Give us about 2 minutes.
Copy. Houston, Chris on 2. It seems to be okay for the moment. I'm going to continue with my exercise, but I'll let you know if it happens again.
All right. We copy. We like it. Fingers crossed. Station on 2 for Sophie and CTB stuff.
Houston, Station Sophie is with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie. So we're talking to ISO, and ISO likes your idea of using filler foam instead of CTBs for the packing. But if you can please just make a note in StowTrack about how much filler foam you used for CTB equivalent, so like, you know, enough foam to be about the same as like 2 or 3 CTBs, whatnot. And then they're also tracking 30 1.0 CTBs in the pantry, and so if you could just double check and let us know how many are actually in there, we would appreciate it.
Okay, there's clearly less than 30, I would say even less than 10, and very few of them are 1.0 CTBs. So that's an interesting out-of-sync configuration. Last time I looked, I would say estimated like between 5 and 10.
All right, so we copy 5 to 10, so close enough, I guess. I appreciate your patience on that.
Houston, Station Sophie and 2 for cargo.
Hey, Sophie, go ahead.
Pictures of the final config of the basement has been downlinked on SSC25. And this is according to step 166.
All right, we copy. Thank you.
Welcome.
Hotsville Station Jacks on 2. You're welcome aboard Node 2 Cam 2 for Gears OBD.
Hey, Jack, with you on 2. You're going to be working with PD Sarah Wallace on Space to Ground 4.
All right, headed there now. So, Station Jacks on 2. Just curious, do you guys have Lab Cam 1 routed right now or Lab Cam 2?
Jack, Huntsville's with you. We have Lab 1 routed right now.
Awesome. Thanks for that information. Huntsville Station, this is the crew on 2.
Crew, Huntsville's with you on 2.
We just wanted to take a moment. It's 12:57 GMT right now. This is the moment that the MSG here is crossing 100,000 hours of use up here on the station, and that's just really an incredible achievement. For science and for the team and everybody getting all this accomplished over the time that we've had humans in orbit. We just want to congratulate you guys and take a moment and say thanks very much for all your hard work.
Yay! Go ahead, MSG!
Yay!
we just want to say thank you all for the kind words, and I know MSG appreciates it. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Gears. Just whenever you're ready, your PD, Sarah Wallace, is standing by on Space Ground 4 in case you have questions.
Awesome. Just doing the cold stove gather right now, and I will be with her on 4 in just a few moments.
Houston, station on 2 for Stowtrack 171.03.
Go ahead on 2. We're with you.
Hey, good morning. I was calling because that item says to take our Ziploc of bad eggs and put it in. It says it contains quantity 7, currently contains quantity 8, and my understanding is that we still have a couple bobs somewhere in the PMM that have bad eggs in them, and I just was wondering, should we go get those bad eggs to send down on SpaceX 34, or... what we should do with those once we've sent away our current sort of bad egg supply.
We're checking. Just give us a sec.
Yeah, happy to just trash those if you don't care about having them down, but if we need to go find them, we'll go find them.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and eggs.
Houston, Chris is with Dan 2.
Hey, Chris, you're a good egg for waiting for us. Thank you very much. We're happy that you, just for you to return the 8 bad eggs that you have, and there's no need to go on an egg hunt for more in the PMM. I really worked hard on that one, Chris.
I really appreciate it. That's excellent. Sounds good. So I won't scramble up a day, and I will just, I guess when we just come across those bad eggs in the future, we'll just trash them.
If you find more in the future, we'll double-check in the future what to do with those. But for now, just return the 8 that you have.
Okay, yeah. We expect, I think, that there are 4 more known ones that are in future bobs or on that order. But sounds good. I think this task will be over pretty easily.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Timeline at your convenience.
Huntsville, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, sorry to pull you away from your cargo ops. We just had some updates about your upcoming Paul Cube activities at 1600. Just wanted to let you know PD's not seeing what they want to see with that hardware right now, so we're going to hold off on your activities to defer them to a later date. You can go ahead and mark them deferred, please.
Copy that. I will mark both of those Paul activities as deferred.
Much appreciated.
Houston, Chris on 2, Stowtrack 173.13.
Go ahead, Chris, we're with you.
Yeah, I don't think the current location for that item is possibly right. It says Node 1 Deck 2, which is the Cygnus hatch way. Do you guys have a better location for that?
We'll check, Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2 for multimeters and Stowtrack 173.13 and 173.14.
We're with you.
Yeah, I think I found the multimeter from 173.13. At least the barcode seems to match that item. However, the location of that was actually inside multimeter kit 1006, which is the next item in Stowtrack. I assume you do. You want me to? The kit is staying here. The pouch that it's in. Just the multimeter is coming back. Is that correct?
We're checking.
Happy, and then I guess follow-up to that would be, is there a multimeter I could replace in this pouch for common use?
Good questions. We'll get right back to you.
I'm sorry to keep bombarding you with questions. I found the item from 173.14. It looks like it was also in the CTB in a Ziploc bag. It has some leads with it. Do those come back, or do those stay on station?
More good questions, Chris. We'll get back to you.
Copy. Thank you.
And station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Stowage.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2 for Stowage.
Alrighty. So we only want the multimeters themselves back, so you can place Doc and Bashful into Ziploc bags. We don't need the leads or the soft pouch. and you can backfill the soft pouch with Gimli, and that's serial number 378, and 10 extra points if you can tell me who Gimli is.
Gimli, I mean, we're looking at the dwarves from The Lord of the Rings, right? That's awesome. I love it.
10 points for Chris and 0 points for Flight.
Nerd alert!
And Chris, I have words from your crew note there about the diffuser. I'm happy to give you those now or when you step into that activity.
Yeah, I'm ready to take those now.
Yeah, sure. Just for your awareness, the purpose of those covers is to ensure 100% of the vent flow from the Russian segment gets routed to node 3. So to that question, we have no more planned ingresses scheduled this week. And so while we're in this config, we're going to have you put those diffusers in place.
Okay, yeah, copy all. So I should expect better airflow in node 3 as a result. Sounds good. I'll do that shortly.
Sounds good. And your go when you get to that step, Chris.
Copy go when I get to that. I'll take a pause in my stowage after this bag and go do that and then get back to some more stowage. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2, just wanted to double check. I think you said the serial number for the multimeter to backfill the multimeter kit 1006 with was engine 378. Is that the correct one?
Emily?
That is correct, Chris.
Copy that. Yeah, it doesn't have a label on it, so I will add the label and put it in kit 1006, and that's serial number 650-10378.
Thank you very much.
Until fish on 2 for veggie.
With you on 2 for veggie.
We're just finishing up here. I've got it all powered on and the lights are on for the procedure. I removed the curtain for the execute note. I noticed the curtain is still on veggie locker 1. Was that one supposed to have been removed previously?
And we're checking on that. Jessica, we're actually expecting that one to be installed on locker 1, so no concerns there. Thanks for checking, though.
Sorry, there was another loop up, and I didn't quite catch that. You said to leave that in place?
That's a firm.
Yeah, well, thanks. Until station on 2 for veggie. Until station on 2 for veg.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, the Apex adapter did not fit in location JLP P2A1, so I put it in just below it in B1. So P2A1 was full, so I put it in B1. Hope that's okay, or otherwise let me know where else you'd like it.
And we got Jessica. Thanks for letting us know. It's good for now. If we have any issues with that location, we'll come back up later and let you guys know.
All right, copy. Thanks. Until station on 2 for Mambo.
Go for Mambo.
Just wondering if there's a little bit of flexibility with my next two activities. I'd like to try to get this CEO and then finish Mambo and get to the next one if that works for you guys.
No issues at all, Jessica. You're good at the dead CEO, and Mambo can wait.
Hey, copy. I'll get to it right after. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2. The Node 1 IMV diffuser covers are installed.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Pennsville Station, Sophia on 2 for iceberg insertion.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
I go to insert the media plate kits, all of them, into the iceberg from now on. 1740 activity.
Affirm, Sophie, you're go to insert those plates.
Copy, thanks. Houston Station Sophia on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead, Sophie, we're with you on 2.
And so I finished my previous activity a little bit earlier, so I was going to suggest to start with a H2ST drift check, if you would be ready to support. And then after that, I could do the Oxidium. And then later today, and once those two activities are out of the day, I can do some cargo ups. What do you think?
So station on 2 for cube.
No, Sophie, I gotcha. We're happy for you to go ahead with that plan you suggested, and we're ready for your H2ST as well.
Happy. So then I'm going to dive into PMM to get the shuttle, and I'll call you back when I'm ready.
Sounds good. Good luck.
Houston.
Sensation, Sophie and Sue for H2ST.
Go ahead, Sophie.
The step 1.1, serial number 005 is the serial number of the H2ST trace check kit. The pressure is 400 and... No, stand by one. Sorry about that. The pressure is 460 PSIs.
All right, Sophie, we copy 005 and 460 for the pressure. Yep, see?
That's good. Read back. She said from Sophie and 2, I am ready for step 2.1 on your go.
Your go, Sophie.
Up you go. Houston Station, Sophie and 2, for step 2.8.
We're with you.
And I am ready to rotate the four-way valves until stop on your go.
We've got good data down here, Sophie, so you're a go in 2.8.
Copy, go 2.8. Houston Station, Sophie and 2, for bubble pressure in 3.5.
Go ahead.
I read 450s, tiny little bit ahead, less than before it was 560, but I would say a tiny bit less.
It's a good report. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston, Chris on 2, Stotrack 178.02.
Go ahead, Chris.
There, I have half CTV 5023 in front of me. I'm supposed to find an AGA sample pump in bubble wrap in this CTV, but it does not appear to contain that. This CTV only has a couple items in it. It's got an expended hydrogen sensor ORU, serial number 15, and then two bags with OGA sample for return, and a bag with hot RNR wipes. So I'm wondering if you have an alternate location for that AGA sample pump.
We will check. Give us a sec.
Houston, Chris on 2. One other data point. This bag is labeled OGS return sample staging bag, not just return sample staging bag. I'm not sure if maybe there was got like a, was a mix-up which bag is which, or if that's the same, just a different labeling.
Thanks for the data. We'll keep looking into it down here.
And so station, Sophie on 2 for Exidium.
Ansel's with you on 2, Sophie, and if you're asking about going early, here go. We have no issues.
Thank you so much. You have the answer before I even ask the question. That's great. Thank you.
No problem. Happy to help.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Stotrack Step 178.
We're with you.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure this step makes sense. I know I'm still waiting on that AGA pump location. But the other items that go in this 1.0 CTB are just 8 empty 0.5 CTBs of filler. I guess to fill this 1.0 with 8 0.5 CTBs, it's already quite full. I mean, I could maybe, if I try to really be neat in here, maybe get the AGA pump in here as well, but it's mostly going to be a CTB full of empty CTBs. I just wanted to make sure that made sense.
All right, Chris, we're back with you on 2. So we think that AGA pump is in PMM, port 2, Bravo 1, Charlie 1, in a bubble bag. And those half CTBs are in there for rigidity. So if you want to try packing that AGA in there, and if you need to remove some of those half CTBs, just let us know how many you remove. Just try and make sure the whole structure is a little rigid, though, once you pack it.
Okay, copy. So I'm looking for an AGA pump probe in PMM 1, Bravo 1, PMM, Bravo 1, PMM port 2, Bravo 1, Charlie 1.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I'm just assuming we need these CTBs on the ground. I think it'll end up being most of the volume of that 1.0 is all I was just checking on.
Sounds good. Station Houston on Spacer Ground 2 for Chris, if you're not busy in the PMM.
Houston, go ahead and keep Chris.
Yeah, just to clarify, you can use those other CTBs for rigidity in that whole package if you like. We'll just end up sending them back up to you at some point. So you're welcome to use foam or bubble wrap for that rigidity as well. You're not required to use those half CTBs.
Okay. Yeah, copy all. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie at your convenience for some timeline get ahead.
Huntsville Station, Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, we know you're still in Auxilium, but we had a couple things just to get ahead for future. First off, LSG has been deactivated, so whenever you get a second, if you wouldn't mind spelling it for us, we'd appreciate it. And second, we had a Polar 5 tray that was removed for a Mambo insert on Jessica. That's currently stowed at Columbus Deck 1. If you wouldn't mind grabbing that for us and stowing it at JLP Aft 1 Alpha 1, we'd appreciate it.
We're stowing LSG and Polar 5 tray that is in Columbus Deck 1 will be stowed in JLP Aft 1 Alpha 1. And that's all in work.
Thank you so much. And with that polar tray, you'll find a desiccant pack. You can trash the desiccant pack whenever you're ready.
Okay, we'll trash the desiccant pack.
And Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and AGA.
And so Station Sophia 2 for Gethead.
We're with you on 2.
So the 2 tasks are complete, and if you don't have any more tasks for me, I'm going to jump into the cargo ups.
Nothing else from us, Sophie. Thanks so much for your help.
Very welcome.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and AGA.
Houston Station Sophia 2 for timeline.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, so Chris is finishing the last step in stow track for the cargo ops. And now I was going to suggest a task in the task list. There is one that I see that is IFM node 3 maintenance for the LTL gas trap, R&R. It says 2 hours notice, but so that OSO and MER can support that, but also if we're in orbit 2, now if they can support that, but maybe could work. The only risk that I'm tracking is that I might have, so I see inside the procedure, I see that it's going to be around, I don't know, 30 to 45 minutes, maybe, or maybe more, but please help me on my analysis. And then the second thing is the risk that I see is that I will have to cut off midway to go to my PMC and then come back to the task. So what do you think about me doing this task, or otherwise I do another smaller task?
We're checking, Sophie.
Actually, I think it's going to be more 55 minutes, but that could work.
Houston, Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, just give me 1 second break for Sophie. We like your suggestion, however, we don't have the right support here at the end of orbit 2 for that. If we can get you to start on PMA-1 restow on stow track, that would be a fantastic activity for you to do.
Copy, checking. PMA-1 restow.
That's the one. And Chris, for you on 2, we were just wondering if you're able to find that AGA, and I do have a go back for you with that.
But I was able to find it, and just to clarify, it was an AGA sample pump, not an AGA itself. But it was in that location.
Perfect. I'm glad you're able to find it. And we'd actually like you to remove the batteries. We just want the sample pump back, not the batteries.
Okay, sorry, yeah, I've already packed it up in SpaceX. I'll go unpack it and pull the batteries out if there are batteries in it.
Roger, sorry about that, to have you unpack it. We'll need you to don a static wrist tether, and when you're done with those batteries, you can put them back at PMM P2C2.
Okay, Okay, copy. So static wrist tether, take batteries out, PMM, P2, Bravo 2, Charlie 2, and okay, yep, I will get that in work. And then I had a question for you on step 181.03.
All right, I'm just going to, sorry, I have to go back here. It's port 2, Bravo 1, Charlie 1 is where you're stealing that battery. And go ahead with your question.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I'm sorry, I missed you.
Getting cross wires here. Those batteries are going to be restowed at PMM port 2, Bravo 1, Charlie 1.
Copy, PMM port 2, Bravo 1, Charlie 1 for the batteries from the AGA sample pump. And then, yeah, I have a question on step 181.03. In that CTB, there's just a ton of bags, but I went through it twice, and I was able to find a bubble bag sample holder launch lock serial number 20, but I was not able to find 21 or 23. There's a lot of other ones, but not those other bubble bags. And then I just wanted to double check on the expected contents of those bubble bags, because at least in this bubble bag, serial number 20, there is a launch lock, but then there's also a tube, it looks like a tube that says 008 on it with some samples in it. Wanted to make sure that was expected.
All right, thanks for that data. We'll check and we'll get back to you on those the bubble bag contents there.
Copy, yeah, and if there's an alternate location for serial numbers 21 and 23, because I was not able to find it, but, yeah, it's really hard when you have these CTBs that have just a ton of loose Ziplocs in them. It's, yeah, real difficult to go through in microgravity.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So thanks for your effort with that. We'll get back to you with some alternate locations.
Sounds good. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2. I was able to go into that AGA sample pump and get battery serial number 1026 out of it. That battery will go into the PMM port 2 Bravo 1, Charlie 1.
Awesome, thank you. That's battery 1026. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and just to confirm, is there any bag in that area of the PMM that it goes into, or is it just in the compartment?
All right, Chris. It should be co-located with a bunch of other batteries. I'm not entirely sure if they're in bags or just out in the locker, but you should be able to see them in there.
Okay, I'll go take a look and put it where it makes sense and report back if it's something different.
Thank you so much.
This is Station on 2 for ARED Photo TV.
We're with you, and we have a good view.
All right, copy. Thanks, Aaron.
Houston, Chris on 2 for AGA Batteries.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, just closing the loop on that. There was a big Ziploc bag of AGA batteries in that area of the ZSR. In that Ziploc bag, there were two smaller Ziploc bags, one that said charged AGA batteries and one that said depleted AGA batteries. I took the liberty of pushing the button on the back of this battery, seeing that it had full charge indicated, and put it in the charged AGA batteries one.
Thanks so much. Works for us.
Station, Sophie, and for timeline.
Are you already done, Sophie?
Hey, firm. And I was going to suggest to do the BioLab still for the TCS Launch Cartridge in Columbus. It's supposed to be a 20-minute activity, but I think if it needs to need to open the rack, it might take longer. So I will pause at a convenient time and go back to it after my PMC. How does it sound?
We're checking, Sophie.
Okay.
All right. That was quicker than I thought. Sophie, you're a go. And, gosh, we're going to have to get a longer task list for you. You're keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, I think it's the mark of this crew. We love crushing the task list.
Station on 2 for camera view.
And your go to exercise. We like the view.
Okay.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage.
My favorite subject. How can we help you?
Hey, I was just checking in to see if you guys had anything on step 181.03. I've got all the other items sorted for that bag, and I was just waiting on finding those last two.
We're checking, Chris. All right, sorry about that, Chris. So we don't have alternate locations for serial numbers 21 and 23, but the stuff that you did find, that launch lock, that is correct. That's what we were expecting to find there.
Houston. Chris on 2, good news. I was able to find them. They were in the lid of the CTB inside another bag, and not with all the other ones. So, yeah, so I think we're in good shape. And, yeah, it's launch lock samples plus, yeah, like the little vacuum tip type thing that they have. So should be in good shape. Thank you.
All right, that's great. Thanks so much.
Phil Station Jackson 2 for Live 13 at the gear stowage.
Jack, we're with you for Line 13.
The mini coal bag says to go back to Reese's current location, which is episode on the MWA. I just want to make sure that that's right. And I also see underneath of Line 14 the PCR coal block's indented. So do you want the PCR coal block inside the mini coal bag? And do you want that? Yeah, so what are those two items to go, please?
Okay, Jack, that PCR coal block will go back into that half CTB, and the mini coal bag will stay on the NWA. It'll be gathered tomorrow for Odyssey Ops.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for the clarification.
Houston Station, Sufian 2 for Fun Fact.
We love Fun Facts. Send it.
I just pushed the full throttle button, and actually I'm already done with this task by a lab, including, and that was a little challenge for myself to myself, unstowing all of the stuff, the junk things in the deck 3, opening deck 3, digging under to find the CTV, and restowing all of that 3 in Columbus. So. Yeah, this task is done, too, and I'm
going
to go ahead to my TNC.
All right, Sophie, no more tasks for you today. I'm just joking. You've done a great job. Thank you so much, and thanks for getting ahead of the game. We'll find something else for you after your PMC.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that was a fun challenge. Sometimes we need stupid challenges, but thanks, Erin, for supporting.
Thank you, Station on 2 for Eric.
Hey, if you're calling about the ARED, we have a good camera view, and you're go.
Okay, I go.